The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Blessings of the Creator's love and fill your soul. My beloved friends, I'm Orion. That key to all doors that remain closed to you. The perceptions that will come with the soul awakened by the great blessing of the Divine Essence. It comes slowly, drop by drop, but yet it comes inexorably as you awaken. As the scales are peeled from your eyes, as your consciousness grows, and your awareness of all things of the soul come to the fore. All that we have taught, all that we have come together to learn, all that we do together is designed to awaken the faculties of the soul. With this great gift of divine love, that process is well on its way. The soul continues to shift and be transformed by this wondrous gift. Our efforts and our guidance is primarily designed to help you from the place of your seat of consciousness, that of the mind, to shift, to migrate towards the soul and that consciousness, so that it may become predominant and that you may have an alliance of these two centers of consciousness within you, so that indeed when you venture forth in the world, God's instruments, when this great gift of what you call direct voice is realized, you may have the wisdom and discernment, knowledge and guidance to step forth in harmony and in alignment with God's plan and will. And yet there are many things within you that continue to obstruct and resist this flow of consciousness. It is like these two active forces within you wish to keep their distance. The mind does not readily give way to the soul. And the soul, being as gentle as it is and desiring harmony, will not force itself upon the mind. This duality of personality is indeed a conundrum. You seek to be in harmony with your soul, and yet you do many things that contradict this desire. Not that you do so consciously and have a desire to contradict this inevitable merging of two minds. It is your engagement in the material world, the tried and true patterns of life that you have engaged within, that place in which you are comfortable, and that you may view your experience of earthly life in such a way that it is not contradictory. And so the choices that you make often lean towards that which is comforting to the mind, the material mind, and often contradictory to the mind of the soul. This is why we continue to call you very human, where this is a human pattern and expression that has been well established in the consciousness of man for millennia. In fact, from the very beginning, the choice of man has been that of the mindful acknowledgement of this seat of consciousness. And so you are fighting against the flow, the stream of will that is the human condition. And thus we continue to guide you and to support you in this struggle to contradict the reality of man and to reinforce the reality of God. And of course, this reality can only come within the consciousness of the soul. The mind must acquiesce, must release its hold, its insistence, its power to control and to choose that which is of the human condition. It is not an easy battle, but yet, if this battle is won within you, then all your desires, all these efforts, all that which is of the spiritual endeavors and efforts will come more readily and without such a difficult struggle. My beloved, beloved friends, we have great compassion for you. We understand the dilemmas which you face, the conditions which are around, surrounding you constantly. And we see that at times you are heavily influenced by the human condition. And this comes partly because you've chosen to be a part of this, and partly because you are not strong enough spiritually at the moment to neutralize these conditions. And yet each moment brings us choice. Each situation brings its rewards or continues to either neutralize or degrade your spiritual condition, your light. Choice is of the utmost importance here. To be aware informs your choice. To be true to the desires of your soul ensures that you will overcome that powerful tide of the human condition. Prayer is a great antidote when you feel weak and powerless to control these conditions within you. having great faith that God will uplift, that love will transform, that light will neutralize. It is a simple formula. It does not require great analysis or even complex mindful understanding of the process. It is much more important that you are attuned to your feelings and those intuitions within you that indicate the condition that you are in and the response and result of whatever actions you take in your daily life. With this attunement to your soul and all that is your soul, those feelings, emotions, senses, revelations, visions, joy, love. These things are what you must seek, for they are the key to the awakening. When you put great credence upon those aspects of the soul that are alive and well within you and yet often ignored by your mind, then you will be well on your way to cracking open all those barriers, all that surrounds you, those incrustations that continue to inhibit you and in many ways control you. It is not an easy task to be that outlier in the great sea of humanity, to explore something so very different and uncharacteristic to the human condition, is to incite suspicion, rejection, anger even, from others who are threatened by these changes in behavior. And yet, what can be threatening when the individual becomes more a channel of love, more in alignment with harmony and all that is of God? There is nothing threatening there, other than it invokes within other individuals a sense that they too must cross that barrier. They too are invited by God to be in alignment with all that He is and all the laws that He has created that bring harmony to the universe. Yet you have chosen to walk this path that so challenges others and yourself. And you do so beautifully, with great dedication, with loving dedication to your Creator, with the acknowledgement of that beautiful and bright part of you that is your soul, honoring what God has created within you, and acknowledging the way, the journey towards greater awakening, greater love, greater transformation, greater truth, and greater joy. These things come for each of you in your own way, a path unique, a path ascribed to you or by you, and a path that is led and laid forth by God. You do this together, you and your Creator. You choose the steps and whether you will move forward or not. The pace of this, the direction of this, it is all your choice. God has given you a great gift and free will. There are times when you may falter, beloved souls. There are times when you feel you are not moving forward. There are times when you feel exalted in the love, a joyful celebration of your relationship with God and with life. This too is part of the human condition. But indeed, as you continue to choose for light, choose for the soul, choose to be in harmony with God, those times when you feel derailed from your journey will be less and less until they disappear altogether. I promise you this, my beloved brothers and sisters, that you will embark upon this journey that will increase in pace, in breadth and depth, as your soul awakens. So you will find your way beyond these challenges to a place of great harmony, a place where the soul reigns supreme within your consciousness, a place where you and God may communicate readily, that you may feel the blessings, the outpourings of His great soul directed to you. You may absorb these blessings without inhibition. That there be no reticence, no doubt, no diversions, but a clear and steady path towards greater light and truth and love. God bless you, my beloved friends. I am Orion. I continue to counsel you, to encourage you, to love you. I am your true friend, shall always be. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.